ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You still are trying to do that or not? Give me the finger, the index finger, just to be clear. 6:14 now on this Monday morning. Things going pretty smoothly so far, Mike Dettelier. 58 degrees in New Orleans, and it's going up to 81 today, 85 tomorrow. Then a reinforcing cool front comes through Wednesday. Highs of only 78, same for Thursday. And the lower 80s Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, all that stuff as we get closer to Halloween. Every Monday with Mike Dettelier is Rouse's Markets Football Monday. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints. How you doing, Mike?
I'm fine, Tommy. Thank you, brother.
I think they were trying to find a highlight and had a hard time doing that. Let me tell you this. If I were to tell you before the game, Mike Dettelier, because that's your name, one team's going to pass the ball 32 times, rush it 17. The other team's going to rush it 40 and pass it 26. Who's going to win? What would you tell me?
I would have said the 40 and the 26. Yeah.
And you'd be right, too, in this case, because that's exactly what happened.
And you know, come on, the script was written on this. I mean, we spoke about it all week.
Mm-hmm.
The Bears' rushing attack sort of came alive last Monday night. And that is something that their new coach wants to do. This was very reminiscent of what he did with the Lions when he was running the offense there, and that they set up the passing game with a running game, and they did it again against the Saints with DeAndre Swift and Monogany, who's a really good football player too. He's never going to be a number one back in this league, but he's always going to be a good number two. The opportunistic, and I used the term in the pregame show, and Bobby laughed. I talked about them being greedy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, balls in the air, they want it. And forced fumbles, interceptions, that's what they do. They got four yesterday. Now, they are a heavily penalized team. They've been averaging 9 penalties a game, the Bears. Yesterday, they got 10. So it sort of was like the script, and the Saints really got nothing going at all. No running game against a team that was giving up over 150 yards rushing a game, and you didn't get squat.
Nope.
I mean, really, literally nothing.
44 yards, and yeah. Radler had 12 of that.
And so when you carry the ball 17 times, you get 44 yards. You know, you're not winning that. So much is put on the passing game, and that was all spurty yesterday, too. They got a big-time pass rush. That's what Dennis Allen really wants to do on defense. He wants to get after you. And they were sending corners, safeties, nickel guys, and the Saints were confused with that. So, overall, this had remnants of what we saw when they played against Seattle.
Let me
of that sort of game.
Let me say this. For people that don't think I'm a Saints fan, I got a Saints flag in front of my house. When they win, I have it at the 45-degree angle, right? When they lose, I have it at the 90-degree angle because that's like half staff. So I had to lower it to half staff yesterday. And then come Wednesday, I'll put it back to 45 degrees and get hopeful again, and then we'll see what happens. So I am a Saints fan. I am not being negative about the Saints. I want everybody to be clear about that. I love the Saints. But that being said, you kind of get the feeling they're just not good enough right now. Thoughts?
Yeah. I agree, Tommy. I've talked to so many different coaches that, okay, you do things schematically and you change players and you sort of maneuver certain things. And it comes to a point where you just know you're not quite good enough from a personnel standpoint. And that has become very obvious at this stage. You're just not quite good enough. And your margin of error is really small. So when you turn the ball over four times, you got no shot.
I think they're consistently inconsistent, not because they have the ability to be consistent, but because they have the ability to, every now and then, a player will make a play, but you can't expect that all the time from the team that they have. You think that's accurate?
Yeah, this is the NFL. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're playing at the highest level, and so you got guys that can play and can play on other teams. But you don't have enough of them. And this is part of you seeing the start of trying to rebuild a team, that you don't have enough players at this point. That's just the way it is. You can coach them up, try to put them in the best position, but there is a moment that, and I'm sure Kellen Moore and his staff have went through, at this stage, we can't kind of give away things and still have a chance to win. And when you give the ball over four times, Tommy, your chances of winning any type of game is virtually zero.
Given the fact that they've only won one game, didn't look great yesterday, trade deadline looming, and they're not good enough, November 4th is a trade deadline. Do you have I hate to say fire sale, but do you I know Alvin Kamara said he doesn't want to go anywhere else, but do you try to shop players, try to get a little bit better, try to accumulate draft choices? But then the question is, what do you do with the draft choices, right?
Oh, my first question would be,
who are you going to trade?
I want value for what I'm trading. Mm-hmm. I'm not giving that away. The NFL is very unforgiving about, okay, I'm going to give you a kind of a nickel on a dime, that sort of thing, about giving you hardly anything back in return. And, yeah, it does matter. I would love to accumulate draft choices, but you got to make the right picks too.
That's what I meant.
The other part is, what is somebody willing to give up? Are they more valuable to you this year than it would be for a sixth or a seventh round pick? Now, if they're going to give you early round picks, that's another consideration. But you don't really know. And those talks, that happens a lot. And to be honest with you, you see more trades now than you've ever seen. But there's much more talk than there is actual deals. And that too is part of it, where if a team has an injury, they're looking for a specific position, what kind of money is involved contract-wise? There's a lot of varying factors in that, but I'm sure that those discussions are actually happening. But it's what will you give me back? And then once I get them, what do I do with it?
So let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. 6:22, talking to Mike Dettelier every Monday with Mike Dettelier is Rouse's Markets Football Monday. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints. 6:22, traffic now, WWL. 6:27, a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL. I want to win. I want the Saints to succeed. I take no pleasure in the Saints having a terrible day like they did yesterday or a bad season like they're having. With that being said, Mike, I was thinking about Tyler Shuck, and look, I'm not blaming anything on Spencer Rattler or anything else. This was a team loss yesterday. But what I'm thinking is Tyler Shuck sitting, well, he was not even active, but you made some moves to get him, and I was wondering, did you pass on players that maybe could have helped you that aren't there? And if not, well, then at what point, even though it's not completely Spencer's fault, he did have a tough day yesterday, but at what point do you say, well, you know what, we're 1-6. It wouldn't have been fair, I don't think, to put him in yesterday because he didn't take the – well, first of all, he wasn't active. Secondly, he didn't take the first-team reps or anything like that. So at what point do you decide, all right, let's see what we got. Let's start maneuvering for next year because you're 1-6.
You're pretty close. Again, you didn't use the 40th overall pick on a quarterback figuring somewhere down the line you're not going to use him.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to put him in the lineup, and I think it's fairly soon.
And then I'm looking at the bye is coming. That's kind of late in the season. That's before. Yeah, that's a Thanksgiving almost, right?
Yeah. So you're gonna see him before then, and that's just part of this game. That when you use an early round pick on a quarterback, if it's a first round pick, second round pick, he's going to play. And, you know, come on, that's always in the back of a guy like Spencer Rattler's mind I'm one bad game away before I get pulled.
And even with that,
that's part
Mike,
of the position.
Yeah, and it's nothing against Spencer. You spent this capital to get Tyler Shuck, and at some point, and especially at this point, 1-6, you got to see what he's got. You got to start evaluating people for next year, because again, I'm not giving anything up, and it's a tough, we'll talk about this on the other side of the break, it's tough as a coach because you don't want to go into every game saying, all right guys, this is what we're doing, we're evaluating talent to see what we're going to do next year. No, you got to go into the game and you want to win, but yet Kellen Moore's challenge is going to be, you got to do that with an eye toward what can I do to make this team better for next year and evaluate what I have, right?
You're doing it at other positions, cornerback, mm-hmm. linebacker, offensive tackle, you name it. You're doing it already. The quarterback spot is just like it eventually. And I think very soon Tyler Shuck's going to get his name called to be the starter.
You think this week?
If it's not this week, it'll be the following.
And you got to give him – you would know that when practice
started. And once
started,
the baton's passed, then he's got it. Then he's got it, unless an injury.
Or unless he tanks it completely?
Yep. It's okay. One of the three.
All right, 6:30, we'll take a break, pick it up. We come back right now. Time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan. Olave had a better game yesterday, at least. That's a positive note. He was targeted 7 times, caught it 5 times for 98 yards. Let me clean this up. Tyler Shuck was active yesterday. He just did not play. I read the line wrong on the National Football League game summary that I have. One other thing I wanted to mention was that Mike Dettillier is with us. It's Rouse's Football Monday. Every Monday is Rouse's Football Monday with Mike Dettillier. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints. And Mike, before we run out of time, you guys are going to be at the Silver Slipper tonight.
Sure will. Our first time without Dave Hilbert. You know, Dave retired last mm-hmm. Thursday from the Silver Slipper. So,
I thought he had retired before that.
What's that?
I thought he had retired before that, no?
No. He announced it, but he
that's what I'm saying.
Thursday was his last day at the Slipper, and we've been with Dave since day one at the Silver Slipper. So we're back of our Silver Slipper Monday, second guest, myself along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, and taking it to
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
6:30, and then it'll be the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show with Mike Haas and Saints head coach Kellen Moore. Then Monday Night Football, 7:30.
Got a doubleheader tonight. You got Bucks at Lions on WWL, and you got the other one on the bet. So let's talk about the positives that you took from yesterday for the Saints.
I like what I saw from Chase Young. He got pressure, and Caleb Williams, man, if I was the head coach, he'd drive me crazy because he'll make a great throw, and then he'll make a bad one, then he runs around. Then you see some area that he could run, and he darts one out there, and it kind of hits the ground. But I thought Chase Young played well yesterday. He got pressure. And Caleb Williams, without his athleticism, he got away because he had a couple of sacks. He only got credited with a half sack yesterday, but he put a lot of pressure on the quarterback. The running game just was not there. And then even worse part, late in the game, Eric McCoy goes down with an injury. Elbow, shoulder, we'll see exactly what happens there. Kendra Miller, he went down a little bit earlier in the game, but I didn't think they got much push up front along the offensive line, and that I came across as the biggest surprise because every other team had run the football against the Bears, and you really didn't. You brought up about Olave making the catches, but playing a lot of young guys now, Tommy, all across the board. When you look at it, at Kelvin Banks Jr. at left tackle, Quincy Riley at corner, Jonas Sanker at the safety position. You saw much more from Danny Stutzman at linebacker than any other time this season, and you can see the movement now going that they're playing the young guys. Hey, you know, you got to see what you got at this stage. And they may be, in your opinion, the better player over the veteran.
What did you see from Alvin Kamara yesterday?
He didn't have much room to run. It was almost like the Bears said, you know what? Kamara ain't beating us. Anytime he's in motion or whatever, you just make sure he's not going to be the guy to beat us. And, you know, I think in every game, when you game plan something, you try to take away one guy. Yesterday, it was obvious. Dennis Allen's defense was, he's not beating us. He's not going to be the guy. You can beat us with Olave. You can beat us with, you know, when Kendra Miller, before he went down with the injury, you can beat us with Rashid Shaheed, but you're not going to do it with Kamara. He's the guy I'm going to take out of your lineup.
Well, let me
and
take
that's
it.
Exactly what kind of what happened. Even on short passes, you could see they had targeted that out. He wasn't going to be the guy.
Quick break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to Mike Dettelier. It's a Rouse's Football Monday with Mike Dettelier. Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints. 6:50, 10 till 7. Traffic now, WWL. All right, 6:56 and a half. Back with Mike Dettelier. Tommy Tucker, WWL, every Monday with Mike Dettelier is a Rouse's Football Monday. Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints. So, Mike, I'm looking at the schedule here, and I'm thinking about Tyler Shuck and what kind of baptism do you give him? You got Tampa Bay coming in this Sunday. Then you're at the Rams. Then you're at Carolina. You got the bye, and then the season's really moving along. It's November 23rd. You're playing, and it goes by so quickly. You're hosting the Falcons. Seems like a nice slot to put him in would be against the Dolphins on November 30th. That's kind of late in the season, though. Thoughts?
Oh, he'll be in there long before the Dolphins game.
Okay.
And Dolphins got their own issues. I don't know how much longer Mike McDaniel's got there after what happened yesterday against Cleveland. And today you see it not only in pro football but in college football. Owners and ADs and presidents, they got little patience. We live in that microwave world. I don't care what kind of buyout you got. You're going. Mm-hmm. You better win. That's what I brought you in here for. And so I think with Tyler Shuck, it's real quick. If it's not this week, it'll be the following. Tommy, you won't wait that long. I think you're going to give him his opportunity. It'll be real quick.
Matter whether it's at home or on the road?
It doesn't matter at this stage. And my thing is, for the young players and older players, I want to see your attitude. Okay, we know we're fighting an uphill battle. But, you know, okay, we all in this together. But I want to see how your attitude is. And because for the younger guys, for some of them, they've lost more games, you know, in half a season than they lost during their entire career.
And college.
And college. Mm-hmm. And what's their attitude toward working, paying attention, getting your film work in, doing what you're supposed to do right, your mental kind of concentration level? That's what I want to know if I'm a coach. And a head coach of, can I count on you to be able to do that? Because you're part of the rebuild here. If you're not, then I got to go somewhere else in the offseason.
Time for
and
Kellen
you don't want to put bad tape.
Time for
there.
Kellen Moore to drop the hammer. You think he already has, or that's just not his style?
That's not his personality to drop the hammer. I think, you know, you can have maybe people on your staff do it,
mm-hmm.
but he is who he is, and you can't fake the funk.
No,
that's an A-Bear line, but it's true.
Yeah.
You can't fake it.
You cannot. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time. We'll listen this afternoon.
Thank you, Tommy.
You bet. Mike Dettelier will be on this afternoon at 4 with Bobby A-Bear, a second guest live on location. Silver Slipper Casino in beautiful Hancock County, Mississippi, talking about LSU and the Saints. Then the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show, Mike Haas and the Cajun Cannon with Kellen Moore.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.